So we're diving into a topic that I think is probably on the mind of anyone who deals with tech, you know, security.
Always top of mind.
Exactly. But we're going deeper than just, you know, your general security tips and tricks today. We're going right into the core of how Streamline actually keeps your data safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of our listeners are already familiar with how to use Streamline. They use it every day.
Right.
But we're going deeper into how it actually works to protect you, which is, I think, pretty cool.
Yeah, peeling back the layers and seeing the security mechanisms underneath.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So joining us to kind of walk us through this digital jungle, decode all those encryption algorithms, the authentication protocols, all those things that, you know, frankly, I don't fully understand.
Right.
Is our resident security guru.
Happy to be here.
So one of the first things that I'm seeing as I'm looking through this admin guide, this is the Streamline Administration Guide, of course, and it is jumping right into password policies, which, you know, seems like a good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fundamental.
Yeah. And I've got to say, I'm impressed. This goes way beyond just saying, you know, use a strong password.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like really getting into how Streamline enforces these rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking like minimum characters. You have to have an uppercase, lowercase, numbers, symbols, like the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's really about eliminating that weakest link, right? Because a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And those password policies, it's your first line of defense. And Streamline gives you so much control over making those policies really, really strong.
Yeah.
You can set lockout thresholds. So someone fails to log in, you know, 3-5 times, their account's locked. You can even have different policies for your local users versus external users, which is huge if you're using, you know, LDAP or Kerberos.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, because you might have different security requirements based on where those user identities are coming from.
Right, right. Because if you're pulling in those identities from another system, you want to make sure that your password policies are all aligned.
Absolutely. Consistency is key.
So, okay, we've got these digital bouncers at the door. We're making sure everybody's got the right credentials. But what about the crown jewels?
Mm-hmm.
What about the data itself? Like, how does Streamline actually handle encryption?
Okay, so this is where it gets really cool. Streamline uses AES-256 encryption, which, to put it simply, it's like the Fort Knox of encryption algorithms.
Yeah.
We're talking user IDs, passwords, even the print jobs themselves. They're all scrambled up in a way that would take, you know, a supercomputer billions of years to crack.
Wow. So this is like next level encryption we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, it's not just about the data that's just sitting in the database, right? Like, what happens when that information has to move around between different parts of the system?
That's a great point. And that's where encryption in transit comes in. Streamline uses that same, you know, super strong encryption for data that's moving between, say, the core server and a delegation server.
Mm-hmm.
Or even when you're sending something to an MFP, it's all protected.
Oh, wow. Okay, so even when it's moving around the network, it's still locked down.
Absolutely. It's like it's traveling in an armored car.
That's reassuring, especially these days when it seems like, you know, every other day we're hearing about some new network vulnerability.
You're telling me.
Now, there's a lot of talk in this admin guide about security connection keys.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are those? I'll be honest, it sounds kind of like a made-up term.
It's a bit of jargon, right?
It is. So what are they?
Okay, so think of security connection keys like those secret handshakes that spies use, right?
Okay.
Before any kind of sensitive information is exchanged between parts of the Streamline system, they use these keys to verify each other's identity. So it's like they're making sure that they're talking to the real deal, not some imposter trying to sneak in.
So it's like another layer of authentication, but at the system level this time.
Precisely, yeah. It's like having a VIP area within an already exclusive club. Only those with the correct security connection keys can get past the velvet rope.
Very cool.
You know, high security.
Yeah, very high security. So it's like having this extra layer of security even before any information starts flowing.
Exactly. It's all about verifying those identities, making sure everything is legit.
I like it. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the data itself encrypted, both when it's at rest and when it's moving around.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these secure communication channels, those secret handshakes. But what about the actual print jobs themselves?
Yes.
Once they leave that digital world and, you know, they could potentially be sitting on a printer tray.
Yeah.
How does Streamline handle that?
Well, that's where a feature called Device Secure Print comes in. It's like having a personal bodyguard for every single print job.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Tell me more.
All right, so picture this. You hit print on a document, right? But instead of it just spitting straight out of the printer, the job is held in a secure queue on the MFP itself.
Oh, interesting. So no more like, you know, wandering eyes, potentially catching a glimpse of something confidential just sitting on the printer.
Exactly. And here's the best part. Users can only see their own print jobs. So you can't accidentally grab someone else's sensitive documents anymore. And to top it off, even the job names themselves are encrypted. So you can't even tell what the document is until you actually authenticate at the device itself.
That is slick. I mean, I can see how that would be a huge security upgrade, especially for environments where, you know, you've got shared printers and...
Oh, absolutely. Especially for those, you know, accidentally picked up the wrong document situations.
Exactly. No more awkward encounters with Barry from accounting who decided to print out his interesting vacation photos.
Exactly. Precisely. And, you know, to take it even a step further, device secure print, it uses a secondary PIN. So even if someone were to somehow get a hold of your primary credentials, they'd still need that extra code to actually release the print job.
Double the security.
Exactly. Double the peace of mind.
I love it. Okay. So we talked about how Streamline protects the data within its own ecosystem. But what about the communication between, let's say, an MFP and the rest of the system? Is that also secure?
Oh, absolutely. Streamline uses the same level of encryption and authentication for those connections as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's like having that same secure tunnel, but it's extending all the way to the device.
Precisely. And speaking of secure tunnels, I see you've been digging into this whole public and private key pair that the core server uses.
Well, you know me. Always got to understand the inner workings.
Of course.
This is one of those things that sounds incredibly complex, but I know it's really important for, you know, securing communication.
It's the backbone of a lot of secure systems.
Yeah. So let's try to break it down for our listeners. How does this whole public and private key thing actually work in practice?
Okay. Imagine you want to send a secret message to a friend, right? So you put that message in a box and you lock it with a padlock. That padlock represents the public key.
Okay. I'm following so far.
Now, anyone can put a message in the box, but only the person with the key to that padlock can open it, right?
Right. So it's like anyone can drop off a message, but only the intended recipient can actually read it.
You got it. Your friend, the receiver, they hold the private key, which is the only key that can unlock that specific padlock. So Streamline uses that same principle to guarantee that only the core server, which holds the private key, can decrypt messages that were encrypted using its public key.
So it's like a digital wax seal guaranteeing that the message came from the right place and nobody's messed with that along the way.
Exactly. A perfect analogy. And, you know, this whole public-private key pair thing, it's not just Streamline. It's kind of the backbone of how a lot of secure communication happens online.
It really is amazing how much goes on behind the scenes that we never even think about, you know, to keep our information safe.
It's like a whole hidden world of security.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of shifting gears here a little bit, What about securing that Jetty web server that Streamline uses? I know some of our listeners, especially those in highly regulated industries, they need to make sure that thing is locked down tight.
Absolutely. Configuring Jetty for maximum security, it's not just a good idea. It's often a requirement. And one of the most common things we see is folks wanting to enforce the use of TLS 1.3.
Right, because that's the latest and greatest version of the protocol, right?
Exactly. It's like, you know, upgrading from your standard deadbolt to like a military-grade lock on your front door.
So how do you actually go about doing that in Streamline? Is it a complicated process?
You know what? Streamline actually makes it pretty straightforward. You basically just go into those Jetty configuration files and you can specify exactly which protocols are enabled or disabled.
Oh, so you can just tell it, nope, we're not using the old stuff anymore, only the latest and greatest.
Yep, exactly. You shut the door on those older, less secure protocols. It's like saying, if you don't speak the latest security language, you can't come in.
Love it. Now, before we wrap things up here, I wanted to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, those security tags and policies, because it sounds like that's where you can really dial in that security and customize it to your specific needs.
Oh, absolutely. That's where Streamline really shines. It's like having these building blocks, right? And you can use those blocks to create incredibly specific security rules that match your organization's, you know, exact requirements.
Okay, so give me an example. How would someone actually use these tags and policies in the real world?
Okay, perfect example. Let's say you're dealing with like patient data, right? So you need to comply with all those HIPAA regulations.
Right.
You could actually create a specific security tag called, say, a HIPAA compliant, and then you apply that tag to, you know, certain device settings within Streamline.
So anything tagged with HIPAA compliant would automatically have those extra security measures in place.
Exactly. You could disable USB ports on those devices, mandate secure print release for every single document, or even like restrict access based on, you know, certain user roles.
That's amazing. It's like having a built-in security checklist that you can just apply wherever you need it.
Exactly. And this is huge, especially when it comes to audits, because you can clearly demonstrate that, hey, these security policies, they're not just something we talked about. They're actively enforced across all our devices.
It takes the guesswork out of compliance.
Exactly. It's all right there, clear as day.
Well, I have to say, this has been an eye-opening deep dive into Streamline security.
It's been fun.
It really has. And, you know, for our listeners out there, remember, this is just scratching the surface. We've covered a lot, but Streamline has even more to offer when it comes to keeping your data safe.
Absolutely. There's always more to explore.
So keep digging into those administration guides, experiment with the settings, and, you know, see what else you can do to really lock things down.
Because let's face it, in today's world, robust security, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity.
Couldn't agree more. So until next time, everybody stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay secure.